Greta vs. State, climate activist, and Ru take troll each other over car collection, penis size. By Jack Montgomery on December 29, 2022. Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg and British American influencer Andrew Tate have clashed on social media over car emissions and which one of them has a small penis. Tate, a former kickboxer who has cultivated a massive online following of both fans and haters for his comedic, less than politically correct takes on men's self-improvement and the relationship between the sexes, kicked off the beef with Thunberg. A Swedish climate activist inexplicably elevated to global prominence by the United Nations and various Western governments after she started skipping school to protest global warming. "Hello, Greta Thunberg," Tate wrote on Twitter, where he was recently reinstated following Elon Musk's takeover of the platform. "I have 33 cars. My Bugatti has a W16 8.0-liter quad-turbo. My two Ferrari 812 Competizione have 6.5 liters V12s. This is just the start," he continued. "Please provide your email address so I can send a complete list of my car collection and their respective enormous emissions. Ys, please do enlighten me," responded 19-year-old Thunberg. Hailed by her native country's woke church as a successor to Jesus Christ. Quipping, "Email me at smalldickenergy@getalife.com. Not to be outdone, Tate shot back the same day, saying, "Thank you for confirming via your email address that you have a small penis, Greta Thunberg." "The world was curious," he continued, adding that he agreed that she should get a life. The tweet was accompanied by a video of the former kickboxer smoking a cigar, releasing greenhouse gases, and elaborating on this point at greater length, going on to say the Swede had been programmed and is a slave of the Matrix. He also retweeted a supporter who said that they found it hilarious that Greta Thunberg took the bait from Andrew Tate and gave him free press. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, @JackMontgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.